Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We are all entitled to sexual health, just as much as physical and mental health.
We want to make it easier for folks to find resources. However they engage with us, there's no wrong door.
So it's important that people are able to get access to care that is affirming.
Talking about what their sex life is, about their concerns, and to make sure they're healthy.
Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Your sexual health matters. Visit doitforyoumc.org.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Hey, what's happening, Rush Nation? It is Murphy. It is Friday. It is time for another matchups pod. This is going through week two. Obviously, very close game last night between the Washington football team and the New York football Giants. Obviously, Giants fans will be feeling a bit sore this morning. That was a very winnable game that's not happened. Washington fans will feel very delighted to have escaped with a victory. And it's obviously very difficult for fantasy there, that game. There was a lot of interesting aspects to it. I mean, there's the usage of Gibson right now, which is certainly having some questions. I'm not overly concerned still as of yet. I think there's been some strange game scripts. I think that will change more as we get through. And then with the Giants, it's just, you know, Golladay, severe concern right now with what he's getting targeted. Barkley, clearly on some form of count where they're just not overly using him. Those are the sorts of things we just have to keep an eye on going forward. But that is in the past, that game now. So now we focus on the rest of the week two slate. So I'm just going to go through here and go through, similar to last week, just where I've got players in my rankings, what I'm thinking about each game, just giving you an idea of kind of where I'm at going into the weekend. Now, there's still always going to be a subject to change, and there is a link through to my rankings, which I will update a little bit tomorrow and a little bit on Saturday. But it's just right now where my head's at. And when I move players, it's normally due to an injury, or they just move them up one or two spots. And if I move someone up one or two spots, especially wide receiver, just don't read too much into it. It's just where I'm thinking they're going to finish, but it could literally just be a point or two in one direction or the other. So let's start. New Orleans versus Carolina. Both teams won in week one. I'm going to go through New Orleans first and start with Jameis Winston. And yeah, Jameis Winston looked really good. He looked really good in week one. I have him on the fringes of the QB1 conversation. I have him at 12 this week. I think he is someone that if you picked up, if you gambled on, if you listened to my earlier season advice and not my later preseason advice, and you have him on your roster, he's definitely a startable option this week. And I think, you know, the Carolina defense is good, but I do think Jameis can provide you a very safe option this week. When it comes to Kamara, you're starting most weeks. I have him around about six this week, RB6. There's just a couple of options I like a little bit better this week, but of course you're going to start him. Tony Jones, I'm just not sure we're going to see enough Tony Jones for him to be overly viable this week. I have him at running back 53 in my ranking, so I'm not really risking starting Tony Jones this week. And then we've got the Saints wide receivers. And so the Saints wide receivers are really interesting right now. I'm not quite sure where I've... It's a hard one to kind of work out because we've got Winston. He likes the deep ball. What do we think that they're going to put together this week that is going to, you know, change things? And so I look at what the wide receivers are doing and what James is doing and kind of just waiting for someone to kind of take claim as the one. We all kind of thought it would be Callaway. That's not happened as of yet. So he is the option I would start this week and feel the most confident with. But having said that, I have him at 45. The experts have him at 44. So I have him under consensus. I have Deontay Harris at 85. I have Little John Jordan Humphrey at 105. So Callaway is the one you could start in a flex, but just, I'm not, he's the sort of person could go off on and it wouldn't shock me in the slightest. But having said that, I'm not overly adamant that it's going to be a strong performance from any of them. I think it's just going to be a lot of Kamara. I think it's going to be a lot of bits and pieces. You might see Hogan get a touch. You might see the tight ends, both tight ends, be involved here. So moving on to them, I've got Johnson and I've got Troutman at 26 and 30, respectively. I think there's going to get a little bit of work, but I don't think it's going to be a huge amount. So, you know, looking at this, it's really, really simple for me. It's just looking at Jameis Winston, Alvin Kamara. They'd be the two I would sort of must start. Callaway, I would be quite comfortable starting. I have the New Orleans D at 9. And then in terms of kickers, I don't think it's going to be the game for Rosas. I've got him at 20. So not the strongest options this week for New Orleans. And this is actually a game I think I'd be fading for the most part, barring these studs. Because if I look at the Carolina side, there's not a lot more attractive options here. Sam Darnold, I think, had a decent debut. And I think we've seen how they're just going to scheme him to get acclimatized to this offense. A lot of short passes. But I'm very low on Sam Darnold this week. I think he gets swallowed up. I actually have him at 30 this week. And I would say that really it's a fade across the board as a result of that. Christian McCaffrey is obviously going to be my running back one this week. I think everything is going to go through him this week for sure. And then when it comes to the wide receivers, I'm just not overly bullish on them. I have DJ Moore at 27, so I have him in our wide receiver 3 territory. I have Robbie Anderson. You know how much I love Robbie Anderson. I have him at 38. I have Terrence Marshall Jr. at 60. So I'm just not really in on these guys. I'm not in on the DST. I'm not in on the tight ends this week. And really just a case of I'm going with McCaffrey. That's really the only option in this offense. And the other one, Zane Gonzalez. I think Zane Gonzalez, if he does get the go for Carolina, I think he's someone who might get quite a lot of work because I think they're going to hold them back. So I think if you're looking for a sneaky kicker play, I actually have him in the kicker one range this week. I do think he is someone that looks attractive and I'm well over consensus on Zane Gonzalez, by the way. I think I'm 22 spots or 20 spots over consensus. So yeah, really simple for me. DJ Moore, Sam Darnold, DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, Zane Gonzalez. That's it for this one. Another game I don't think I'm going to have too many pieces of is Cincinnati at Chicago. And I think this is a really tough game to call because both teams kind of showed bits of what they can do. But again, I think it's going to be I don't think it's going to be the high scoring, high power offense game that we kind of would hope to get fantasy pieces off. So Joe Burrow is startable this week. I have him at 15, especially if you've got him in the super flex. Going to be absolutely fine. I do think there's better options if you are in a one QB league, but I think if you have Burrow, for example, you have Burrow and Fitzpatrick, I think it's fine that you can start him. I don't think he's going to cost you too badly. But I do love Joe Mixon this week. I actually have him at four, running back four on the week. I think he is someone that you can feel pretty good about this week. And then I actually feel quite good about the wide receivers to a degree. It's hard to obviously tell where they're all going to finish. I've got Ja'Marr Chase at 22. I have T. Higgins at 28 and Tyler Boyd at 36. So I have them all in the top 36. That means I have them all sort of low end wide receiver two, wide receiver three range. So they're all startable or at least in flexes. So if you have pieces of them, you should feel all right to start them. Absolutely. But I'm not starting the tight end Uzomah in this one. I think there's better options this week for sure. I think, and I don't really want the DST. I actually got the Bengals near the bottom here. And it's just because I don't think they're going to get that many sort of turnovers and big plays here. So not really one for me. And I'm not really starting McPherson. I think he had a good start, but I think I have him at 26 this week. So not one for me for sure. Now looking at Chicago, we think Dalton is going to get the start again this week. That makes it definitely a lot more difficult. I don't love Dalton this week. I actually have him near the bottom of starters because I think they're going to introduce Fields. So I actually have Dalton Fields back-to-back, 32-33. And maybe I'm being a bit pessimistic. Maybe if I go in, I might relook at this a little bit. But I just can't get excited about Andy Dalton. It's not because I think he's a bad quarterback, but I just think the fantasy doesn't excite me. And I look at some of the people I would have ranked him over last week. Taylor Heineke, you know, I think he had a good game yesterday. Was right to put him over him. Daniel Jones had a good game yesterday from a fantasy perspective. Mac Jones, Jared Goff. These are all players I've gone higher than Andy Dalton on. And consensus is with me on this. So, yeah, I just don't think it's nothing to get excited about. There, David Montgomery, I've squeaked into the RB1 conversation. I've got him at 12. I think this is a good matchup for him to exploit. I think a lot of the offense is going to go through him. So I feel pretty good about David Montgomery this week. And then as for the wide receivers, I have Allen Robinson at 8 and I have Darnell Mooney at 34. So they're both options that can start this week for sure. Mooney, I would say more of a flex play, but I think if you've got him, you should feel pretty comfortable against this offense. If you're not starting him this week, I'd question kind of why you have him on your team. And then I have Cole Kmet at 14 again. I think that's one that you can start this week for sure. As for the Bears defense, I've got them around about 18, so not overly startable. And as for the kicking situation, I have Santos at 22. So I think for me, it's just Dalton, not Dalton, it's Montgomery, Robinson, Mooney, Kmet. They're the starting options for you this week. Houston, Cleveland. Houston really stunned the world, I think. Everyone, including me, listen, I picked the Jags defense. I really expected them to be really bad. And they weren't. So I think as a result of that, I look at this now and think, well, what do I make of this team? And I think it's going to be a lot of sharing around. And really, I don't want any major pieces of this. I have Tyrod in the low teens. I have over high 20s. I have the running backs. I have Ingram at 38, Johnson at 44, Lindsay at 58. So I don't love any of those options. If I had to start one, I would start Ingram. If I was desperate, I feel okay. But against this Cleveland D, I'm not feeling great about it, if I'm completely honest. And then when it comes to the wide receivers, I have Brandon Cooks at 23. And he, for me, is probably the only player on this team I can start comfortably in fantasy football this week. He is 23. Danny Amendola, I'm well over consensus. I actually have him at 69 this week. Nico Collins, I have at 99. So I don't like any of those options other than Brandon Cooks. So for me, it's really simple. They look at Houston and it's Brandon Cooks. And if you're really desperate, Mark Ingram is a flex play. That's kind of it. I wouldn't really be touching. Tyrod in a 2QB league is fine. Then we look at Cleveland themselves. And I think this is going to be a really good week for some members of this offense. Obviously, you've got OBJ is out. He's ruled out of this game. So there's going to be some arrow ups here in some parts of this. Baker Mayfield's at 17, solid QB2 range. So super flex or 2QB leagues, he's going to be fine. I have Nick Chubb at 2. I think he's going to have an excellent week and someone I'd feel very comfortable starting. Kareem Hunt, I'm a little bit lower on than consensus. I have him at 31 this week, but I am lower than consensus considerably. But I do think he gets significant work, and I think you can start him as a flex play, maybe as your running back too, if you're absolutely desperate, and I think you'll be fine there. When I look at the wide receivers here, I'm just looking at in terms of where I think these potential quote-unquote OBJ targets will go. And I like Jarvis Landry this week. I actually have him wide receiver 20. I think he's going to get a lot of the work. And I appreciate he's not a sexy pick, but I think he's someone that if you have him, you should feel very good about starting him this week. The big arrow up guy for me in this offense, most people are going to go with Donovan Peoples-Jones, and I have him a small boost to 72. But I actually think the sneaky play here is Anthony Schwartz. I think he looked really good week one for a rookie. He is questionable, but I think he's going to go. I have him at 62. Now, I'm not saying you should start Anthony Schwartz, but he's a player I'd be adding to your rosters. I think if he's still available in your league, and I would expect him to be, he is someone I would be adding because I think he's going to start to move on, especially if OBJ is going to be missing significant time. So just keep an eye on that one for sure. And then when I look at the tight ends, I think Austin Hooper is someone I'm not overly keen to start. I have him at 17 this week. The DST is where I think you can really feel comfortable starting Cleveland. I have them at 8 this week. And then when it comes to the kicker, I think I've got McLaughlin. Yeah, 15 I've got him. So not a bad place. You can kind of start him. I doubt many people have Chase McLaughlin on their rosters to be picking from. But if you do, you can feel okay with him. The LA Rams against the Colts. This should be on paper quite a good game. But again, I feel like arrow down slightly for both teams from a fantasy perspective because both these defenses are really, really good. I have Matt Stafford at 11, so well within the QB1 range, and you can feel comfortable starting him completely. I have Darrell Henderson at 20, and I have Sony Michel at 57, so you can start Henderson, wouldn't be starting Sony Michel. Wide receivers, and I think this is going to be a slightly tough one for these guys this week, and I think as a result of that, I've gone more with Cooper Kupp. I think this is more a Cooper Kupp week than a Robert Woods week. I have Cooper Kupp at 17. I have Robert Woods at 24. So both of them very startable. But as a result of that, I would have Kupp over Woods. And I have Van Jefferson on the back of a touchdown last week at 71 and DeSean Jackson at 93. So I wouldn't be starting Van Jefferson this week, nor would I be starting DeSean Jackson. And then I have Tyler Higbee at 4 this week. I think this is a really good matchup. I am very bullish over consensus on Tyler Higbee. I think this is a really good matchup for him to exploit and to use. And I think Stafford and Higbee will really link up well here. So I quite like Higbee as a start this week. Either way, the experts have him as a must start, but I have him for certain as a start. I have the Rams at DST3, so I feel comfortable starting them this week. And as well, you can feel comfortable starting the kicker if you're looking at Matt Gay. I mean, I have him at 17. He's in that startable rate. In fact, I've got him too low. I've just seen in my rankings, I shouldn't have him at 17. I should have had him higher. I should actually have him around about 8 or 9. I've just realized there's a mistake in my ranking. So there we go. You can start Matt Gay. You should feel pretty good about that. Moving on to Indianapolis, I still think Wentz is still not quite 100%. I think he's out there to go and he'll start fine, but I have him at 29. Now, I think this is a matchup where I'm looking at Jonathan Taylor, and I think he'll have a decent matchup for sure, but I don't think this is the dominant Jonathan Taylor week that you'll be expecting. I think this is a very good offense, and I think very good defense you'll be facing. So I think this is going to be a little bit tricky for him. I have Jonathan Taylor at 11 this week, and I am actually over consensus on Jonathan Taylor, which is a very rare thing because consensus has him at 12. I have Naheem Hines at 34, which is right in line with consensus. So you can feel comfortable starting both of those guys this week. And then when it comes to the wide receivers, it's very difficult with the moment with these receivers because if you do have Wentz not quite on his game and where we would expect or hope him to be. So actually, I make all these wide receivers unstartable this week. I have Pittman at 70, and I'm massively under consensus here because I just don't think he's someone I feel very comfortable starting this week. I have Pascal at 74 and Paris Campbell at 81. Now, it wouldn't shock me if Pittman goes up, but I just see them getting really beat up by the Rams here. I don't think it's going to be as close as people would expect. And I think the Colts are in a little bit of trouble whilst they're getting guys healthy. So I'm a little bit concerned. And that just means for me, I'm just not really going to get involved with them. I think when it comes to looking at tight end, Jack Doyle is a potential starter. He's 23 in my tight end starters, but he's not someone I feel particularly great about. So if I'm looking at the Colts, I'm looking at Taylor and Hines, and that's really it. I don't really want any parts of the offense here for Indianapolis until everyone's a bit more healthy and right. Now we've got Denver versus Jacksonville. Wow, this is a game I think is going to tell me a lot about Jacksonville, because this is going to be a tough defense to play, but at the same token, we'd be expecting a little bit more from both teams after their week one showings. Start with Denver. Got Teddy Bridgewater at 16 this week, and I think he's someone that could potentially start and do all right, but just be careful because there is a low ceiling with him, but a relatively safe floor. I have Javonte Williams at 22, and I have Melvin Gordon at 29. Both of these are starting options for me. You can start either or this week, and I think you'll feel pretty fine about those results. Now, we've got Jerry Jeudy on IR, which is really unfortunate. That means, what do we do here with the rest of the touches here? I have Courtland Sutton at 29. I have Tim Patrick at 54. I have KJ Hamler at 63. That's kind of where I have those guys. Sutton is a flex start. I think Patrick is a reach, but I think I can understand the logic in starting him in the same Hamler, but I'm not overexcited to start them, and I would air some caution between starting them and not. And then when it comes to Noah Fant, I have him at 12 this week, and I have Albert O at 47. So wouldn't be starting Albert O, but Noah Fant definitely a must-start play this week. I have the Denver Broncos D at 4. So definitely feel you can start them. Have Brandon McManus at 6. So you can start Bridgewater. And I don't think he quite gets to QB1, but I think he's going to have a relatively safe middle of the pack week. Gordon, Williams, you can start. Sutton, you can start. Fant, you can start. McManus, you can start. The Broncos, you can start. Now we move on to Jacksonville. And I'm really torn about what to do here. I've had a look. I actually have Trevor Lawrence at 24. This week, I think this is not a good matchup for him with that defense, and especially what we saw last time with 3 picks. I'm not saying he's going to throw a load of picks for fun, but I am slightly concerned that the slight lack of control. Robinson didn't get the touches or the work I kind of would expect, and I'm not trying to overreact, but this is a good defense as well. So I have Robinson at 33 this week. I have Carlos Hyde at 40. I think Hyde is going to get a lot of touches. So those guys are flex plays for me. When I look at the wide receivers here, I still don't exude that much confidence in them either. I have Marvin Jones at 32. I have Laviska Shenault at 39. I have DJ Chark at 42. So again, all of those guys I have in that sort of wide receiver 3 flex. I mean, they're startable, but just don't expect that high ceiling. Jacksonville don't really deploy a tight end too effectively, so going to ignore them, as well as I'm also going to ignore kicker and DST here. Well, Josh Lambeau is startable. I do have him just outside the kicker 1 range. He's someone that you could start if you have him in a little bit desperate. Buffalo-Miami, this should be a really good divisional game, and Buffalo need to get something going after that abysmal showing versus the Steelers. I've Josh Allen at 7 this week. That Miami defense is very, very good. So he is a lot lower than for me than other experts. They've got him around 3. But there's other experts just, or there's other QBs I just couldn't put below Josh Allen just for this week. And then I look at the running game here, and it is a bit of a mess. And Miami can stop the run reasonably well. I think Devin Singletary has shown that he's going to be the lead dog at the moment. I have him at 25. I have Zach Moss at 52. If he gets activated, he was a shock scratch last week, healthy scratch. Matt Breida at 67. So Singletary is someone just outside the RB2 range. I think he's someone that you could start, but just be a little bit careful of that, because there's not a lot of volume there and very little touchdown upside, because Josh Allen will run it in himself. We look at the wide receivers here. I have Stephon Diggs at 5, and then you've got this collective of Beasley, Sanders, and Davis. And I have them all really knocking around the 60 range, 55, 58, 68. That is where I have Beasley at 55, Sanders 58, and Davis 68. They all kind of cannibalize each other. I think this could be a defensive onslaught, and it's not one I'm overly... You're basically having to pick a guy there and hope that they outperform. So Diggs, you can start, but everyone else I would air caution on starting unless desperate. Then I look at Dawson Knox. I have him at 18. I think he's decent touchdown-dependent shot this week. I think he could get in the end zone potentially, but I do have him at 18. So just something to be slightly aware of. The Bills I have at 13 DST, so definitely in the startable range. And Tyler Bass I have at 4. So Josh Allen, you can must start. Singletary I would start. Diggs I would start. Knox potentially start. Bass I would start. Bills D I would start. And then I look at Miami. And again, it's just trying to work out what they're going to be doing with this offense moving forward. I look at Tua. I have him at 21 this week. I think it's, again, tough matchup other side as well. Two very good defenses. I think it's going to be a little bit tough. So then I look at the running back situation, and I have Miles Gaskin at 30, Salvin Ahmed at 60, and Malcolm Brown at 63. So I have Gaskin kind of as a fringe RB2 flex play. So I think you can start him, but yeah, I don't think the ceiling is necessarily there for him. And then I look at the wide receivers here. And again, we're still trying to figure out what is going on in the Miami room and what they're looking to be doing. So I have Jalen Waddle at 46, Devontae Parker at 48, Will Fuller at 59, Albert Wilson at 101. And I think they all kind of cannibalize each other. I think Parker and Waddle are flex plays. I think you can start them, but just be cautious. Again, the ceiling isn't as high. I think the ceiling's much higher in Waddle than it is in Parker. In Parker, we kind of know what he is right now. I'm not thinking this is going to be a Gesicki matchup on paper, but I think it's something to potentially keep an eye on. But I don't think this is the matchup for him. I have Gesicki at 20. I have Dermot Smythe at 44. I think you might see some Smythe this week, but again, I certainly wouldn't be starting him. I have the Miami Dolphins at 7 as the DST, and I have Sanders at 18. So I am a little bit low in consensus on Sanders, but he is someone I think potentially, if you've got him in your team, you had him as a kicker, I think it's fine. He could do the job for you. Now we move on to New England versus the Jets. Mac Jones was pretty solid on debut. I have him at QB 18 this week. I think he's someone, again, 2 QB league, absolutely start. 1 QB league, I wouldn't like to be relying on him if I had to. I have James White at 32. I have Damien Harris at 19. So both of those you can definitely start. White is a sort of a flex, but Damien Harris is a definite RB2. I'm not starting J.J. Taylor or Ramondre Stevenson. I would just have those two if I needed them. And then in terms of the wide receivers, I have Jacoby Myers at 44, Nelson Aguilar at 57. Those are the only two wide receivers I have ranked for New England. Now, Jonnu Smith did appear on the injury list, so he's someone to monitor. I have him at 9 for this week, tight end 9. So he's someone that I am watching and seeing what happens, because that would obviously be an arrow up for Hunter Henry, who I have ranked significantly lower this week. So just keep an eye on the injury report there. I have Hunter Henry at 21. So just, yeah, keep an eye on that and make sure that everything is okay there. And if not, then fire up your Hunter Henrys, because he'll go up in line there. Kicker situation is really bizarre. So I thought Norton would start. They called up Nick Folk. I think Nick Folk might get called up again because he did a pretty decent job, but he's not startable for me in this game. But I think New England defenses, I have them at 6 this week. As for the Jets, I don't think there's anyone jumping to my mind that I'm desperate to kind of start here for the Jets. Jameson Crowder has been activated, and that just kind of makes it
a little bit sticky as to what they're going to be doing at wide receiver. I hope that the touches go to someone like Corey Davis, but you know, with Crowder, it'd be interesting to see what they do because now they've activated him for the first time. The running game, I have Ty Johnson at 45. I have Michael Carter at 59. I have Tevin Coleman at 62. So I'm not starting any of those guys. I'm looking at wide receivers now. I'm not feeling particularly great about too many here. I have Corey Davis at, see, I'm having to scroll. This is telling you everything. Corey Davis at 37, so flex play. I think you can start him. Elijah Moore at 76. Keelan Cole at 97. I didn't even rank Crowder because I didn't think he was going to play, but I guess I'd have Crowder somewhere between Elijah Moore and Keelan Cole, and then have Denzel Mims in there at 106. So I don't have too much faith in the Jets this week. I would just be starting at best Corey Davis, and that would be it. San Fran at Philly. This should be a pretty decent game. We still think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get the start. I have him at QB 25 this week. And then we have the running back situations. So I have Elijah Mitchell at 18. I have Trey Sermon at 48. I still think it's a little bit early to gamble on Trey Sermon, but it wouldn't shock me if Trey Sermon became RB2 or better. But I have Elijah Mitchell entrenched in that RB2 range. I have Jamaica Hasty at 50. He's someone that you could gamble on the start. If you're massively behind in games, I would probably, and you had him, I'd probably do it just to attempt, just see what happens. But I think be slightly weary. But I think, you know, if you're gambling, I think there's worse dart throws that you could gamble on than him. Now we look at the wide receiver situation. And Brandon Ayuk was a massive shock. Didn't get any targets last week. And it's very difficult to rank him high as a result. So I have him at 47. I'm not hitting the panic button yet, but I am slightly concerned. There was rumors, obviously, he was recovering from injury. It was going to take some time. The beat writers are kind of pour cold water on the panic as well. But for this week, it's obviously going to be a little bit difficult. So I have Deebo Samuel at 26. He's probably the only wide receiver I want to start here. And I expect most of the targets as a result to go to George Kittle, who I have at 2 this week. I think you can also start the San Francisco 49ers D. They are at 10. Robbie Gould I have at 8. Jalen Hurts, decent performance last week. He is at my QB 9 this week. There is some question marks about Sanders. I think he's going to go, and I think he will be okay. So as a result of that, I would have him at 16 this week. Kenny Gainwell I have at 43. And then we get to the wide receivers, and they are very much spread depending on what we think the targets are going to be. Devonta Smith, I have him at 25. I think this could be a very good week for him. I think they'll look to try and get the big play ability going. So I have him at 25. I have Jalen Reagor at 52. And as I said, very well spread out of Quez Watkins at 89. So a big spread in the wide receivers there. And then I look at the tight ends and I have Dallas Goedert at 11. And I have Zach Ertz, who is questionable at this stage, 32, because I'm banking on that injury having a significant impact. But we wait and see. If he clears, I will move him up on my list. But at the moment, he's at 32 because of that injury concern. And then I look at DSTs, and I have the Philly Eagles at 14. I think they could turn the ball over. They could do something, but I wouldn't say they're a smash play must start this week. But there's someone that you could feel all right at starting. Absolutely. And then Jake Elliott, I have at 21. So not someone I'm overly keen to start this week. Vegas off their shock Monday night victory, and they play the Steelers, who did well to come from behind. Vegas is an interesting team, and I've had some questions this week about what I'm going to be doing with Vegas receivers. In truth, I'm still trying to figure that one out, and I'd love another game to work this out. But I don't think this is the game that's going to give me too much more information. I have Derek Carr at 28. I have the running backs here in particularly low order. I have Josh Jacobs at 35, Kenyon Drake at 41, Alex Ingold at 74. So you can flex Jacobs, but I'm not expecting him to pull up trees this week. And then I look at the wide receivers. I don't really want too much part of them. I have Bryan Edwards at 53, Hunter Renfrow at 56, Henry Ruggs at 65, Zay Jones at 90. And I think it's just going to be all of those guys are kind of chipping in and contributing, but there's not going to be a solid, solid producer amongst them. I think they're all just going to be kind of, they'll be solid, but they're not going to be spectacular. And then I have the Darren Waller at 3. But I think this is going to be a tough week for Daniel Carlson. I have him at 31. I have him very low. And I don't like Vegas's odds much better on the DST side. I have them at 24. So really, it's Jacobs at a push and Darren Waller. That's all I want from Vegas this week. I don't want any other exposure to them. And with when it comes to looking at the Steelers, I think we still need to be a little bit cautious about what Ben Roethlisberger can do. I think he'll get better, but I think right now, he's someone I'm not overly keen to start unless absolutely desperate. With two QB league, he'd be fine. I have Najee Harris at 13. I think he's a must-start play. And I'm a bit lower than consensus on him. Most people have him inside the top 10. I have him just outside of 13. And then I have Benny Snell at 80. So I'm not overly keen on starting them. But the key ones here are the wide receivers. So where I have the wide receiver spread, there's a little bit of spread I put in them. But they're all ranked pretty high, and I think they're all startable. I have Deontay Johnson at 21. I have Claypool at 30. I have Juju Smith-Schuster at 41. So wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3, and a flex. I think you can start all three. I think they'll all be fine. I'm actually low on consensus on all three, but I think it's fine. I'm being a little bit cautious. I think that Vegas defense is looking pretty good right now, and I just want to air a little caution. No, I'm not ridiculously low, like 2-3 spots below consensus on each of them, but just something for me to just be a little bit cautious on here. I'm not expecting the high ceilings, but they could happen. I'm fading the tight ends here. I have Ebron at 29. I have Freiermuth at 40. Well, I'm in on the Steelers DST. I have them at 5. And then when it comes to Boswell, I think Boswell will be okay. I think he's that standard Boswell. He'll be okay, but not someone I'm desperate to absolutely start all costs. I have him at 9, and I'm a bit over consensus on him, but I think it'll be fine. That concludes the early slate of games. So let's get into the later slate. We've got 4 games in the late slate, which is always better than 3, because I think like you've got a bit more going on. And we've got Minnesota at Arizona. So Kirk Cousins, I don't think this is a week to get overly excited, but I think he's fine. He's at QB 14 for me, and I think he is what he is right now. In terms of Dalvin Cook, I have him at 3. I have Alexander Mattison at 65. So obviously, you don't need me to tell you to start Cook. I think this is a Thielen week. I really do. So I have Adam Thielen at 7. I have Justin Jefferson at 14. I have KJ Osborne at 78. And I'm over consensus on Thielen. I'm over consensus by quite a lot on Osborne. I think Osborne has a role in this offense now. Justin Jefferson, I'm a little bit lower on consensus. I just think Thielen is going to be that bigger target when they just need to get those big, big plays. So for me, that's where I'm at with them. Tyler Conklin, I'm at 21. So not eager to start him unless it's a too tight end league. Chris Herndon at 51. And in terms of Minnesota, I have them at 17. And Greg Joseph, I have at 19. So it's Dalvin Cook, it's Thielen, it's Jefferson. And if you need to start Kirk Cousins, he's not going to let you down too much. Looking at Arizona, and Arizona for me are extremely interesting, but I think, again, this is a good D. So I am lower on consensus than everybody else on Kyler Murray. I have him at 6. I think he'll get a little bit of containment this week. I still think he's great. I still think he's starting, but I'm just a little bit lower than everybody else on him. When I look at the running back situation here, again, I think it's a really interesting situation. And I mean, we still think it's going to be Chase Edmonds, right? That's kind of where we are with him. And I have him at 17. I have James Connor at 42. The wide receivers here, I have D-Hop at 4. So DeAndre Hopkins at 4, Rondell Moore at 49, Christian Kirk at 50, AJ Green 73. I think you can start Moore. I think you can start Kirk as a flex. I just, you know, with your flex play, they're a bit boom or bust. That's where I have them in that range. Absolutely. Don't need to worry about tight end with Arizona. Very rarely target their tight end. Dimitri Harris here is at 50. So not someone you should be overly concerned about. I have the Arizona Cardinals at 11 in DST ranks. And then I have Matt Prater as my kicker one on the week. So definitely smash him all the way to the bank. Atlanta at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And in terms of that, I have Tom Brady. Oh, I start with Atlanta. I think this is a bad week for everyone, with the exception of Calvin Ridley. When it comes to them, I have Matt Ryan at 26. I have Mike Davis at 36. I have Wayne Gorman at 77. So you could start Davis, but just be very weary. This is the best run defense in the NFL. Look what they did to Zeke. They really contained him last week. As I mentioned, I've got Calvin Ridley at 12. Again, I'm lower than consensus. I still think he has a big game, but I am concerned. I have Russell Gage at 61, despite him not getting any work last week at all. And tight ends, I have Kyle Pitts at 10, Hayden Hurst at 22. I'm not starting the DSTs. Young Huku I have at 14. If you've got him, obviously you can start him. It'll be fine. Buccaneers here, I have Tom Brady at 5. The running back situation, it looks like Rojo will get the start. That doesn't really mean much. Everyone's thinking, oh, Rojo's won the job. Listen, they're all going to kind of rotate. Whoever starts, it just means they get the first series. And as a result, I actually have Leonard Fournette as the guy I want to be playing here. I have Fournette at 27. I have Rojo at 37. I have Giovanni Bernard at 46. So I'm not overly in on any of them, but if I had to pick one, I'd be picking Fournette this week. I'm not buying the, oh, he's got the start, so he's going to get a lot more of the ball. It just means he gets the first series. That's all it means. And we see what happens. If he breaks a 98-yard touchdown run, then of course he's going to be well on his way, but he's going to need to do that. And in terms of receivers, I have Mike Evans at 9. I think this is a big week for him. I have Chris Godwin at 16. I have Antonio Brown at 19. I have Gronk at 6. I have the DST as the number 1 this week. And I have Ryan Succop at 3. I just think if you've got anyone, with the exception of Giovanni Bernard, I'm probably starting them in terms of the major names I've mentioned there. Giovanni Bernard's the only one I'm a little bit cautious on. Everyone else, I feel like, fill your boots. This should be a good week for the Tampa Bay offense, as it was last week. Dallas versus the Chargers. I'm looking at a record that says Dallas are 1-0, which they obviously are not. So that was really interesting. So now, in terms of Dallas, Dak I have at 3 this week. I have Zeke, I have him beside my top 8. I have Zeke at 9. I have him at 9. So not my top 8. I have him at 9. Pollard, I have at 47. I have, for the receivers, I'm very high on Lamb and Cooper this week. I have Cooper at 10, Lamb at 13. Cedric Wilson, who is going to be replacing the IR and injured Michael Gallup, who will be out for the next 3 to 5 weeks in the rotation. Cedric Lamb is at 66. I think he's an interesting upside flex play. I think I don't necessarily believe he's going to be a huge thing, but hey, you might as well dial it up and see what happens if you are in a bind. It looks like Schultz and Jarwin are going to share this role. I've got them at 28 and 33 as a result. And then I have I'm not playing the DST or Zerline, you could play here at 5. Chargers, I mean, it's all about Herbert this week. I think this is a very, very good matchup for Herbert. I have him at 4. I have Eckler at 10, Roundtree at 61, Justin Jackson at 68. And then I have at wide receiver Keenan Allen at 3. I think it's a smash play week for him. I don't think that They're great corners there in Dallas. Mike Williams, 31. Jalen Guyton at 75. KJ Hill, 98. I think this might be a decent week for Jared Cook as well. I have Jared Cook at 15. And I think, to be honest, I'm being conservative. I can see him putting a tight end 1 week for sure. And I think for the DST here, I think it's going to be a tough week. I have them at 20. But I do feel like you can start a kicker here. I have the kicker here at, where is inexperienced? That's about the only, Vincenzo I have at 28, not Vincenzo. So maybe not, but I don't think many people have him on their rosters anyway. Last game of this slate is Tennessee at Seattle. And Tannehill didn't look too great last week. I don't think that's a major cause for concern, but it's obviously just something to keep an eye on. I have Tannehill at 13 this week. Wasn't a lot of production for Derrick Henry. But I do feel like Derrick Henry is someone who can have a decent week, but I do have him outside the top 12 this week. I just think that Seattle defense will try and stuff the run and get them to try and stop them through the air. So then I look at wide receivers here. I have AJ Brown at 15. I have Julio Jones at 43. Chester Rogers at 80. I have Firkser at 16. I'm not overly keen to start the Tennessee defense here. I have them at 29. And again, I know they've had some kicker issues over the years, so I'm not keen to start the kicker here either, Randy Bullock. Now moving on to Seattle. Again, I always talk about Seattle whenever I do these pods as quite a narrow team. There's not absolutely loads of players you need to talk about, but all of them are absolute top quality. So let's start here. Russell Wilson I have as QB8. I have Chris Carson, RB8 this week. I am very bullish that this is a team that you can run on, and I think that this is someone, a team that you can really, really exploit. So I have Chris Carson very high this week. I think he is a must start anyway most weeks, but I think this is a particularly good week for him. And now we have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. So Metcalf, I have Metcalf over 6, Lockett I have at 11, Dwayne Eskridge I have 102, so don't start Eskridge, but the other two are absolutely smash plays this week as wide receiver ones. Gerald Everett I have at 19, not someone I'm absolutely desperate to start, but someone that if you feel the need to, you can definitely start. And then Jason Myers I have as my kicker 2 on the week. And I have the Seattle Seahawks D at 23. It's the only part of them I don't really love. So Wilson, Carson, Metcalf, Lockett, absolute smash plays. DST, smash play. Myers is smash play. Fade DST and Everett, depending on the situation you're in. Might have some TD upside, but one to watch for. Now we have Kansas City versus Baltimore. Massive game, the two titans of the AFC, really, over the last couple of years. And as a result of this Baltimore D, I actually have Patrick Mahomes as my QB2 this week. I have Lamar Jackson at QB10. So both of them definitely must start. So you've drafted them to be must start. So I think that's something you'll definitely have to consider. Now, Clyde Edwards-Helaire I have at 15. And then when it comes to the situation with Baltimore, Tyson Williams is the one that I'm still leading with this week. I have him at 23. I am a little bit bullish on him. Not overly. Consensus has him at 26. I have him at 23. But I still think he's going to be the one to own so far. But I also think that this is a week that Latavius Murray does get a bit more work. I have him at 39. I have him as a very low-end flex play. I probably wouldn't do it, but if you are desperate, I think there's a case to be putting him into your flex this week. The Baltimore wide receivers are also very difficult to judge most weeks. I mean, obviously, you're looking at Marquise Hollywood Brown as the guy to get the targets, and I think he'll get some work. But you know, Marquise Hollywood Brown, 35, I have in my rankings this week. Sammy Watkins, 67. Devin Duvernay, I have at 104. Weathers, I would say, with Tyreek, he's my number one smash play wide receiver of the week. Mecole Hardman is someone I'm probably not over keen on playing in my flex, but I do have him at 64. He's passable as a starter at best, but just be a bit careful. I have Byron Pringle at 91, DeMarcus Robinson at 100. Definitely should not be considered to be started this week. And with regards to these tight ends, Kelsey I have as number one this week. That will shock absolutely no one. Mark Andrews I have at 7, slightly lower than consensus, but I think it's one that you can still obviously play, you should play, but I'm just a little bit lower down on Andrews this week, but I wouldn't be surprised if that came back to bite me slightly. I have the Ravens at 16, probably no surprise given that they're playing the Chiefs here, so not a smash play. I have the Chiefs at 22, so I'm probably not starting either DST unless desperate, but I have Justin Tucker at 7 and I have Harrison Butker at 13 when it comes to kickers, so you can definitely feel comfortable starting both of the kickers this week on Sunday Night Football. And then here we are, the big one, Monday Night Football, Detroit versus Green Bay. Green Bay getting absolutely blown out week one. Detroit getting blown out, getting a load of garbage time points. So in terms of Detroit, we had Robbie on Monday. If you haven't listened to that podcast, listen to it. There's some good stuff about what we're sort of feeling with regards to Detroit. But for this week, it's obviously a very difficult matchup. I have Jared Goff over consensus and I'm still having him at 19. So in a 1QB league, he's not a starter for me. In a 2QB league, you can definitely start him this week for sure. And then it comes to the running backs here. I have Swift and Williams. I think they're both factors now. I have Swift at 21. I have Williams at 24. I still think Williams takes a good chunk of that role, as we saw week one. And I know that they were both RB1s, but and I know that Green Bay could be run on, but I think it's still a little bit of caution on my side as to how they divvy this one up and spread the play. If I was playing in a PPR, both of those ranks would be higher. I rank these into the half PPR. So I would give them a bit of a bump, but definitely must plays. I think you've got to play them both. And if they're in your lineup and they get your points, then you'll be very happy. You won't really need me to say, well, you only had him at 21. And if they go off to the top five, I'm still saying you've got to start those guys. And that's what's really key. So yeah, there shouldn't be any reason why you wouldn't start either one of those two this week. And then when it comes to the wide receivers, I'm out on all of them. I'm a Rasul Brown, 77, Quintus Cephas, 86, Khalif Raymond, 88, Trinity Benson, 92, Tyrell Williams, 103. Just don't want any of them. I think until we see something significant here and we see a relationship develop, but one becomes the target hog, I'm just not into it. It looks like it's going to be Hockenson and the two running backs are going to get most of the work here. And speaking of Hockenson, I have him at 5 this week. I'm definitely not starting the Lions DST. I have them at 31 and they're historically bad at the best of times anyway. And I'm not starting the kicker either. So moving it over to Green Bay, I expect Aaron Rodgers to really feel sick from last week. I expect him to bounce back. I am massively over consensus on Aaron Rodgers and have him as my QB1 on the week. Again, you wouldn't need me to tell you to start Aaron Rodgers, but I think this is going to be a very good week for him. As well for Aaron Jones, I have Aaron Jones at RB5. So I think, again, it's another good matchup all round for all these guys to get right. I have AJ Dillon at 26. I think he as well is going to be someone that is worth a factor in your flex. So keep that into consideration. When it comes to the wide receivers, it really is only about Adams here. And I have Adams at 2. Most people have him at 1. I think Tyreek just gets a little bit better this week, but I still think it's a very, very good week for Davante Adams. Marquez Valdes-Scantling at 51. I have Alan Lazard at 83. I have Randall Cobb at 96. So not keen on starting too many of those guys. I have Robert Tonyan at 13. So definitely on the fringes of the tight end one, you should be considering starting him. He definitely has tight end TD upside this week. Green Bay defense I have at 12. So well within the DST1 range. We'll just start on the fringes of it, but you should definitely start with Mason Crosby at 11. And that will do it. That is every significant player this week. If I've missed one off for whatever reason, I can't think of why I haven't covered off anyone significant, then do get in touch and feel free to ask. As I sort of say with everyone, I get a lot of start sit questions and I'm truly blessed and honored to get them. I would just say that if I don't get back to you, I am very busy. I get a lot of requests and I have a lot of lineups to set. So on Sunday afternoons, if you're sending me a start sit question at any time from 4 p.m., I'm probably not going to pick it up. I'm just going to be honest with you here now because it's just not going to happen. Just with my own lineups to set and the patrons, and you know, that's the only way that we can service them, and they do get the priority because they do contribute to the survival of this podcast by funding it. If you do want to become a patron and you want to have that access, I still tell them I don't really like to get questions between 5 and 6 because I'm still setting lineups. I still have the same dilemmas and questions as everybody else does. And I put on a lot of leagues, so I have a lot of lineups to set, and I want to be that owner that sets a lineup every week. If you do want to become a patron, you can sign up at patreon.com/5yardrush and you can join our exclusive WhatsApp group. And it is just a few pounds a month and not even a price of a cup of coffee. There are some higher tiers where you can get some merchandise after a few months as well. And I'm also going to be doing the Patreon cast. I'm going to start recording that very, very soon. Should have one episode probably drop today or tomorrow, just to answer some of the questions of the patrons that they've asked in the chat and just share some private strategy and stats with them. So I'll be getting that one out, hopefully done, fingers crossed, today. But that will do it for the Matchups podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Any thoughts, comments, please do let us know, and subscribe to all the podcasts across the board this week. Monday's flagship, there is a stellar guest from NBC Edge joining us. Very honored to have him. I'm looking forward to picking his brain and us getting a little bit smarter. But enjoy the weekend. Let's go get those W's. And don't forget, keep rushing.
Live a long, healthy life if you're HIV positive. With the current treatments, we can get patients down to being undetectable.
The array of options is so much greater today.
U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmittable. If someone who's HIV positive, they're taking their medication, they're undetectable, they're not able to pass HIV to their partners. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Your HIV treatment is their prevention. Get more information at doitforumc.org.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.